I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. We're coming up on the Jewish Passover, which in part commemorates the Hebrew slaves being set free from the Egyptian Pharaoh. According to the book of Exodus, it took 10 plagues to convince Pharaoh to let the people go, and of the 10, 3 involved bugs, lice, flies, and locusts. Lice I know, flies I know, but what are these locusts?
That's interesting. The migratory locust is well known in Africa, and they have a very interesting biology. They have two color phases and behavior phases. One is solitary and sedentary, relatively speaking, and the other one is migratory, and it's all triggered by crowding. Anyway, these things are amazing, and they've just devastated crops for centuries and still have been a problem in Africa. And there are other grasshoppers, too, that have these big migrations. Even here in North America, Australia, there are species of grasshoppers that will swarm under crowded conditions.
Do they change in size?
More in color and form. The migratory locust is a little more longer and leaner, better equipped for traveling.
Well, I understand that they show up as large as a mountain, and there's just nothing to stop these things.
No, not at all. And it's just until they run out of food. They're still studying what triggers these massive migrations. But like I say, this is a phenomenon that happens in other species of grasshoppers. Locust is typically the term given to the migratory phase of some. It's interesting. There is a glacier in Montana known as Grasshopper Glacier, and it's filled with grasshoppers. Many different species, including one species that's now extinct. And they're not sure what drove the grasshoppers to the glacier. Most scientists that I've read have said they think simply weather conditions forced them into these areas where they went over these frozen fields and just dropped to the ground, froze, and then were covered over by more storms.
That stands to reason. At least it stacks up with a biblical account, because it was winds for a day or so before the locusts came in. And then after the plague, it was the winds that blew them out of Egypt.
These African migratory locusts even show up in Europe. I remember when I was visiting the invertebrate house at the London Zoo, they have African locusts on display. They have a great big case with all kinds of plant material that they can feed on, and they're really interesting animals. I mean, they're brightly colored and have interesting behaviors. And a lot of people around the world eat grasshoppers.
John the Baptist ate grasshoppers.
Did he?
Locusts.
Well, yes. You're certainly on a biblical.
Yeah, I kind of looked all this stuff
today.
Up.
Well, grasshoppers are certainly something that modern-day nutritionists are looking at as a source of fat and protein. In Mexico, they're called chapulines. I learned about this when I was working as an agricultural inspector in Southern California. A lot of times you would run into people whose English wasn't strong, but once they found out you were interested in insects, they started sharing insect terms that they knew in Spanish, and chapulín came up all the time. But these are grasshoppers that would be collected in mass and then soaked in salt water or boiled and seasoned and dried, and you eat them like biscuits.
And so these guys were like chapulín rancheros?
Yeah, sure, Steve.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.